Grace and peace to you. Good morning. And Nalu. Hang on.
Sa pate tamai fie fia.
That's Happy Father's Day in Tongan. Thank you, Nalu. Thank you. Thank you. It is Father's Day. There were gifts out there. All of the men should have gotten a box. Did everybody get a box? If you did not, put your hand up. Debbie is there to bring you. We got Larry and Larry. All right. If for the gals in the church, it's a compass. I think this has to do with, it's a theological thing. As I am getting a little older, I walk into a room and I'll stand there and say, what did I come in here after? So it's a question of the hereafter. Well, here's a compass to know something that you're here after. This whole business about Father's Day is wonderful, and I have wonderful daughters. And how many of you had a father? It's not a trick question. I remember as my father aged, I loved that he was my dad, but when I hadn't seen him for a while and I would see him, he looked older. And I made a point not of saying, boy, Dad, you look a lot older. And I tried to be polite, but I would also try and accommodate him. Well, my daughter, Sarah, who lives in Grand Junction, she's very kind, so she sent me a Father's Day card. It may have to do with the fact that I'm wearing glasses now, but it's a super-sized Father's Day card. I think she's making clear, you know, Dad, you know, you might be able to see this, okay? So, happy Father's Day. By way of announcements, so we have some things on the back of the bulletin, make you aware of that. If there are other announcements, Debbie Gunther's already standing. Michael, would you take the microphone to our mission chair?
Good morning. This Tuesday is June's crop fundraiser. It's at BJ's off Sable and Alameda. It's all day. So there, I put some flyers out in the narthex. So thank you for the support. Thank you.
Tell me the day again.
Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday?
Yes, the 17th.
The Tuesday the 17th. Gosh, things are creeping up on us. Stephanie Iverson. Michael, take the microphone back to Stephanie Iverson. You might be able to explain translate this for us and tell us what this is about.
Vacation Bible School is this week, so we are Friday and Saturday from 9 to 12. So if you have children who would like to come and participate, we would love to have them. This year's theme is Yeehaw, we're going to the farm.
All right. How many of you have ever been on a farm, grew up on a farm, bucked a bale or two, what have you? All right. Well, we'll be in the middle of it. Nalu, please, announcement.
I would like to cordially invite everyone to join us. The Tongans will be hosting a luncheon after the service down in the fellowship hall. So if you'd like to stop by and join us for a meal, or if you have plans to just maybe grab a plate and take it to go, that's just as fine as well. But you're invited to join us downstairs in the fellowship hall after the service.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We should have made that announcement a week ago, but we'd be swamped with thousands here, so we need to be careful.
You know we're on coconut time, so that's why it never made it.
I understand. Coconut time, it happens when it happens. All right. Other announcements for the good of the order. I see that ensemble practice is still in the bulletin, but I believe that the ensemble is on vacation.
We're on vacation.
That's true. Okay. So you can put a line through that and not come. Larry and Heidi, don't come to ensemble practice on Wednesday night. Okay. Other announcements for the good of the order. What other things do we need to be aware of? I can't think of anything else. Ms. Melba, welcome. Glad to have you here and accompanying. And we are set to begin our worship. If If there's nothing else, let's stand, wave hello to one another, and let us turn to our call to worship.
It's now time for the call to worship. And again, happy Father's Day for all those fathers. The call to worship. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name. Your name is in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the moons and the stars that you have established, what are humans that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them? Yet you made a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands, all of creation. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Please remain standing for the singing of our first hymn. This is My Father's World. Can be found seen up on the screen behind me, or hymnal page 144. Seated. Our first scripture reading comes from the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, 22 through 31. It can be found on your Pew Bible on page 557-558. Wisdom does not call, and understanding raise her voice. On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all who live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, playing before him always, playing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, sir. By way of prayer times, on the back of the bulletin, we have some prayers we've been listing as we continue. I want to know if you have any updates on any of these. You can read those, and so I'm not going to read them all out to you, but want to make sure you are aware of them and lift them. Are there other concerns that you have this morning as we gather? Michael Pye has already got her hand up, please.
Good morning, family. I asked for prayers for Lucy and Antonio. They are still in Hawaii. We thank you folks for prayers, many prayers that you prayed for their son, Tony, who was in Australia, has been deported to Honolulu. But they are there to see if they can get some assistance for him and to see what's gonna happen with his life from then on. Assistance as in he has a case here in Colorado and we need to figure out what he needs to get done to be able to travel to get that done. He doesn't have a real ID.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Tony deported. That was certainly unexpected. Lots and lots of prayers indeed. Lots and lots of prayers. Other concerns? Lady Di, you had something.
Yes, I would talk to Helen this week, and unfortunately, the other two old ladies who have been working so hard in the garden, Melba and I, have missed her because she is out sick again this week. She has had some bronchitis issues, but hopefully is getting better now, and we hope to see her soon.
Okay. Helen Collins out sick again or still. Larry Cunter.
Let's pray for our neighbor in our apartment house, Kathy Campbell. She had a wreck. Don't know what's happening with her vehicle. Probably they'll total it like they always do. But anyway, she was bunged up a little bit. She's still walking around. And she has a beagle that she has to take care of. And sometimes she gets wrapped up in the leash and that causes her to fall. So let's pray for a person who's become an invalid who didn't want to be.
Okay, thank you. For Kathy, all right, your neighbor. Indeed, in prayers indeed. Other concerns? If you have seen the news, there is unsettledness across our country. And I would lift a prayer from my background, you know that I'm a police chaplain. I'm retired now from that service, but have served with law enforcement for decades. They are caught in the middle of all of the conflicts that go on, regardless of their thoughts, beliefs, their how they might feel about which way politically to be in the world. They have to obey laws and orders. And so keep in mind, if you would, brothers and sisters in law enforcement and emergency responders who are in the midst of trying to keep the peace, keep order, and help our nation as we're in the middle of political struggles. Did I stay neutral on that? I hope I did. I hope you're hearing that I'm praying for all the sides. I'm praying for resolution and for us to turn from politics and follow Christ. Amen? Others, any other concerns in our midst that we might want to lift? All right, by way of celebrations, let's see here. I have a handful of things here. I understand that Joe Richards is having a birthday on the 20th. Did I get it right, finally? I had really got it wrong before there, so we want to celebrate that and be aware of. Shelley, that's on Friday. Shelley Rayburn has a birthday on the 21st. Rick and Carol Ottenreese anniversary, 50-year anniversary on Saturday, the 21st. Other birthdays, anniversaries, special events, mile markers, or just joys that you have found in the world. I don't see any. We are grateful. We are grateful. All right. Join me, if you will. Let us turn to our responsive unison prayer. Lord God, hear our prayers. Lord, thank you for gathering us here. As your family, we celebrate this opportunity to be in worship, to pause in our busy schedules, and remember your great love. Thank you for being faithful to us, even if we have not been faithful to you. Thank you for the many gifts you have given us. Lord, as we come in thanks, we also come asking for your help. Lord, give your grace and comfort to those who are hurting, to those who are alone, and to those whose lives have been torn apart by strife. Lord, help us be a part of bringing your realm. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we come before you in a time of storm. The winds are raging, the seas are cresting and white with foam. Lightning flashes, fear, anxiety, and desires for calm abound. We are like ships in the midst of that ocean, all too often driven and pushed and prodded in different directions, almost overwhelmed. And yet, Lord, when we pause and turn to you, we find solid ground. You are the rock that is the foundation for our being, for our salvation. As we come and gather with you, we seek to pause all of the other agendas, the other voices, the other interests that vie for our attention. And we seek to pause and listen to your still voice, hearing you walking in the early morning grass. listening as we begin our week, that we might gauge all of our actions, reactions, energies, and prayers to be about your will. You have been with us, Lord, and you have brought us to this place. You have brought us forth here, and we are in your debt for all of the gifts that you have given us, the gifts of creation, the gifts of sun and rain and stars and growing things of summertime, of refreshing breezes and afternoon rains that cool off the days. Lord, we are blessed beyond our ability to imagine. And we were fickle when we failed to realize the gifts that we have and to whom we owe thanks. Lord, be with us. Be with those we name in our hearts. Be with us as we gather on this Father's Day and pause to celebrate our fathers and give them a call or let them know we love them in different ways. Pause to acknowledge them when they have passed beyond into your arms with the saints. And Lord, be with us as men who seek to be good fathers, that our actions reflect your love and care and compassion, your inclusiveness, your willingness to love, nurture, and forgive. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all you give us, all you bring us. Thank you for the blessing of this morning and this place to gather and worship. And thank you for the brothers and sisters here in the pews with us that journey with us, sometimes support us, sometimes need our support, but always help us turn our faces to follow you and to be faithful. Hear us, Lord, as we gather. Hear us as we gather with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Melba has an offertory for us.
Well, thank you so very much for standing up tall, helping us out. Really appreciate you. It's now time for our final scripture reading from the New Testament. Please stand if you're able. The book of John, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I have said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Time for VBS Video Bible presentation.
Stephanie and Hadley and all of you young people, come down here. We can trust him. By the way, we our online video, we are not allowed to record this and keep it in our folder for you to watch later, and so it has to be removed. So if you're not watching it live, you won't be able to see the Vacation Bible School segment of this. It's a copyright infringement or something. So at any rate, let's be in worship as we gather with We Can Trust Him. Amen. Thank you, young people. Celebrations. Giving glory to Him, and we can trust Him. You know that I consult with Stephanie on picking these each Sunday, and she does a wonderful job, and she's going to do a wonderful job with this, and we need to just acknowledge her and say thank you, thank you. Is it just me, or are these strange days indeed? And the scripture, who picked out the scripture for today? James, did you pick the scripture for this Sunday? Did you pick the scripture? No. Did the pastor pick the scripture? No, it's in the lectionary. It's bizarre, it's strange. This is Pentecost. We're in the season of Pentecost. How many of you remember last Sunday, Pentecost, we were here? Tongues as a fire descended. Well, we read about them. Okay. So here we are in Pentecost, and James read out of Proverbs there. Isn't that a strange passage? This wisdom. And wisdom, this just slays me. In Hebrew, wisdom is female. Now, this just might, you know, words are male or female. It's like ships. If you're in the Navy, you have a ship, it's a she. I don't know why. I don't know what that is. Airplanes, I believe airplanes are all she's. I don't know that for sure. I don't know if we have enough pilots in here. We should have checked with Monroe on that. But male, and so things have gender. And in Spanish, it doesn't, just about everything has a gender, right? Deb Gunther, I'm picking on you. She's shrugging her shoulders. We're not in a... How about in Tongan? Does everything have a gender, a male or female gender, Paya? Some do. Well, like English, all right. But anyway, wisdom is female. The Hebrew word is chachma. You don't need to memorize that or learn that, unless you want to impress your friends at lunch and say, ah, you're a very chachma. You have wisdom. How many of you think you're going to do that? Yeah, never mind. But here, our women is wisdom, and wisdom, you heard, wisdom is then the beginning with God. Wisdom says, the Lord Yahweh created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. Ages is old, ancient, and highly valued, and with God. Now, this is intriguing, and it's perplexing to me, because in Jesus' time, in that culture, women had no power, had no authority, had no... And there's controversy, there's conflict, because the books of Ruth and Esther, these are women who have their own books in the Old Testament. And Rahab assists in the conquest of Jericho. And the women, the three Marys, remember we talked about them? There were three named Mary, and a common name. So women are valued, and yet they're unable to own property and have... And so it's this strange thing. And here we are dealing with all of these things having to do with wisdom this morning. Now, wisdom was in the beginning created by God. And that's intriguing to note, you see, because we know that Jesus was in the beginning with God and was God, but was not created by God. And in fact, we there were hundreds of years that there was huge debate and actually some battles that were fought over Jesus, and he was eternally begotten of God. That's what we say theologically to help us understand that Jesus has always been with God, eternally begotten, not made, not a subset of, but one with. And our triune God, our Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has that incorporated. All together one, not created of each other, but eternally begotten. Wisdom is not. Yahweh created wisdom at the beginning. Before everything else, wisdom was created. So, this week I went down more than one rabbit hole. Have you ever been down a rabbit hole? You start studying something, especially on the internet today, you find this, and then you find a term you don't understand, so you open that term and you open another. I went down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, and it was lots of fun, except I almost didn't get the work done for this morning. But sometimes that happens, and for Father's Day, maybe I can be forgiven. Yes? Oh, thank you. So today we're in Pentecost. Did we mention Pentecost means 50? Pentecost comes 50 days after Easter. Penta 5, 50, whatever, okay. I don't know if that's important or whatever, but we'll put it in there. We're going to be in Pentecost for how many Sundays, Richard? 20, 30, 50? Not 50. So how many? I didn't either. You guys keep track of that over the next 20, 30 Sundays that we're in. We're actually... The banners tell me that we're not in Pentecost, we're in green, which is Kingtide. Correct, Richard? Okay. All right, well, we won't get too far down that. And if you didn't hear that because it wasn't over the microphone, he says he might have screwed up. It should be Trinity Sunday, which would be white. But it will be green next. Is that what you're understanding? So there's Kingdom Tide, and then there's Pentecost. Somebody along the way decided that the season of Pentecost was too long, so they divided it into Kingdom Tide and Pentecost. Some churches adopted that. Some have ignored that. We're up in the air. You could put whatever color you want up there, Richard, and we're going to be happy with it. Right? Yes? Say, you just had, okay. But here is here is an interesting thing, and it's always teased at the back of my mind. Wisdom. God gave wisdom to the world, created wisdom. And wisdom is there, and understanding what wisdom is becomes one of those rabbit holes, and we won't go that down that very far. But here we have Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. What's the difference between the Holy Spirit, which is giving God's utterance to us, and wisdom? I don't know. It would make a great thesis paper if you're ready to do your doctoral work in theology. I'm about to retire, so there's not a chance of that happening. That's just not down on the path for me. But between them, with them, we have an interesting thing. How many of you have an automobile with a GPS in it now? I have one that tells me what to drive, how to drive. It says, turn right here, turn left here. Sometimes the GPS gets it right, and sometimes she doesn't. Now, I call her Nuvi the Nag, and I have finally figured out when to just shut her off. I can manage to get to church from my house nowadays. Although with some of the construction, that's becoming a challenge. And it's handy to be able to say, I wonder if this street is through, and you can look right down on the little map there. Have any of you done that? And you're just following, and you can see the map and right where you are on it. It's just wonderful and handy for me, and handy, you know. Thank you again, Linda, for the directions and the compass. What did I come in here after? Here we are trying to find direction. And the GPS is the gift of that. And the Holy Spirit is the gift of that. And wisdom is the gift of that, giving us direction and refining us. So what's the difference between the wisdom and the Holy Spirit? I believe that wisdom is a part of the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is just my personal meandering thoughts and theological debating. And I don't believe it has anything to do with gender. I believe that like many things, we might have a gender associated with a specific word or term or what have you, but that wisdom is wisdom. And it is a divine gift to humanity. The wisdom of Solomon, how many of you have heard of that? And of course, the famous story that we never read. There are two women, and they're arguing over which, they both claim a baby as their own. You remember the story. They say, this is my child, and they go before a judge, Solomon, and they say, no, it's my baby. And Solomon says, I have a solution. We'll cut the baby in half and give half to each of you. And the one mother says, no, give it to her. She loves the baby enough to know that she doesn't want it cut in half. And Solomon says, you are truly the mother of this child. That's wisdom. And Solomon's wisdom was well known. There are other stories. How come we don't have that in the lectionary? Let me write myself a note. Remind me after worship here. This Holy Spirit thing, and I might have talked about this some in the past, but the term that Jesus said, he says, I will be leaving you, but I won't leave you desolate. I won't leave you all alone. I'm going to leave with you a GPS system. He didn't say that. He says, I'm going to leave you the Paraclete. That's the term he used. Now, in this particular passage that James read, it said the Spirit of Truth. It's actually pronounced Spirit, Tuma, of what's truth? James, what's truth in Hebrew or Greek? We're both looking blank. Anybody know truth in Greek? Well, now, huh? You what? I don't know. We don't know. I should know. I should have written that down. Here I am wandering off a field out of my notes. But he said, I leave with you the Paraclete. And the disciples were not sure what he meant by that. The apostles I can imagine them looking at each other like, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't know this word. And they're looking at each other. Have you ever been in a situation where that happens and you're looking at each other like, I don't know what they're talking about, but I'll fake it. And its word paraclete was foreign to them. And it's been translated. That's why we get so many translations. How many of you have heard of it as the Holy Ghost? Or the Son of Truth? Or the Spirit of Truth? The Advocate? All of those words are synonyms for what Jesus left with us, this Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a teacher. And Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. Do you ever have to say that to your kids? Did your parents ever say that to you? I'll tell you when you're older. I'll tell you when you've grown up. I remember my folks got a card one day, and the two of them just burst out laughing. And all of us kids wanted to know what they were laughing about, and it was a little bit off color. And they said, well, and they didn't bother to explain it. As an adult now, I can look back and say, now I know why they laughed. But they couldn't explain it then. But this is more. Jesus is talking about things that they may not be able to comprehend and get a grasp on, get a hold of. How many of you have little kiddos in the household? Most of us are a little older now, but how many of you have grandkids? And how many of you sit down with them and talk nuclear physics? It's not something we'll say, we'll talk about that when you're a little older. That was fun because by the time I started college, my dad and I, be nighttime and we'd be getting ready to go to bed, and I'd have some question about physics or whatever. And my dad taught physics and chemistry and biology, and he taught all of the different sciences and a lot of the maths, and we would start talking, and we could talk for a couple hours because I was old enough at that point to comprehend and be able to do and understand some of that. Stephanie, I think the lights are flickering just a little bit. Would you, on the top rack, you see where it says chandeliers down and all of that, just shove both of those to the top. There's two chandeliers there. For some reason, that one likes to flicker a little. Does that help? I didn't want anybody to have some kind of a mental attack there. All right, distracted. Here is Jesus speaking to us. That there are things you cannot bear now, but I will have the Spirit bring them to you. Humanity still had lessons to learn, and as I was developing this sermon, this events of this week began to occur all around, and I began to look around the world, and I'm wondering if there are still lessons that we still cannot hear, that we still cannot bear. I'm wondering if we still haven't learned some lessons and can't hear about Christ's mandates, about a society becoming civilized and putting aside war and conquest and empire building and discrimination and judging. Things that we cannot quite grasp and live them yet. I'm not sure. Certainly as I watched the news last night, I said to myself, I don't think we have learned it. Lord, we have much yet to learn. We haven't matured to the point that we can do those things. Is that where we are? I don't know. I have good news. I have great news. Class is in session. We are in class. We're back to school. We're ready. Put everything away. Take out a blank piece of paper and a pencil. Do you remember hearing that when you were kids in school? And all of a sudden you would just panic and think, oh no, it's a pop quiz. That's not where we are. We're at a place where the Holy Spirit is ready to teach us, and wisdom is in our midst. And not only that, but we get all the extra tutoring we need. Did you ever need extra tutoring? It was kind of hilarious. My dad taught math and science, and I struggled with math in high school. Man, it just, there were parts of it that just totally flummoxed. Word problems. Did you love word problems or no? I used to go to my dad and say, I don't get these word problems. And I thought, this is going to be so easy because my dad teaches math, right? He never gave me a single answer. He made me work for all of them, and he helped me learn how to solve those myself. Is that what the Holy Spirit and God is doing with us now? Oh, gosh, I hope not. That was a painful journey for me. Maybe it's a painful journey we need to have. But the good news, class is in session, and we have a tutor, the Holy Spirit with us, right in it, guiding us and inspiring us and lifting us, and the Spirit is able. Had a substitute in math, algebra, one day, and somebody says, I don't understand how this works. And it was obvious that the substitute did not understand it either. And she said, well, let's read the question again. And after reading it over and over and over again, about 20 times, I think we all just said, yeah, we got it. Well, let's move on. And none of us had a clue. But sometimes the teacher is not able. And the good news is that we have a teacher that is able. The Holy Spirit is able. Now, you know I'm a hopeless optimist. And I think that I stand in good stead because I look around and I see good people all around doing good things. I see some misbehavior. I'm not pointing any fingers in here. Now, don't anybody get nervous. But I see a lot of people doing good things, doing the right things, responding in Christian ways, in ways full of hope and compassion and care. I think we have more to learn. I think we have more to grow. I remember thinking when I was in high school, just graduating, I think, if the people, old folks in the world, would just turn everything up over to us seniors, we got it all figured out. We have all the answers. We'll straighten the whole world out. Oh, have I been humbled. Oh, is there so much more to learn and so much more to grow? And that might have been the greatest growth for me, is to recognize I don't have all the answers. I have much to learn. But I have good news. You see, my father had taught math and physics and biology, and you could, geology, paleontology, you could ask him questions, and he always had it right there on the top of his head. Knew it, remembered it, never lost his memory. And it was wonderful to be able to do things like that and run calculations. He was an engineer. It was just fun to have that asset. But he didn't give things to me with things that I needed to learn. I remember mechanicking with him, working on cars. He was not the best automobile mechanic. I mean, he did all right, and he taught me an awful lot, but then, there was a point in time when I passed him up. But learning on the early stuff, he says, now here's this and this, is how do you think that works? And so I'd have to use this thing on the top of my neck here and try and understand and comprehend and learn. Thank you, fathers. If you had a good father, say thank you to them. Say a prayer of thanks. And if you are a father, prayers to be a good father. And thank you for the gift, the good news among us, and that is there is one that Jesus has put with us, the Holy Spirit, which is able and willing to love us and care for us as the very best fathers would do. Amen? Amen. James, can I implore you and Melba to come forward? We're going to sing For the Beauty of the Earth. We are going to sing verses 1, 2, 4, and 6. Is that what we said, James? 1, 2, 4, and 6. All right. Stand if you will. Let's sing.
Thanks for announcing that. You what? Thanks for announcing that.
Yeah.
verses 1, 2, 4, and 6.
Well, happy Father's Day. Think of your fathers. If they were good fathers, give thanks. We are all humans. If you have those things that weren't perfect in your life, pray for forgiveness, for love, for the contentment that comes that we have a Heavenly Father who is perfect, and we are grateful. And in the name of the Heavenly Father, and in the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be blessed, go into the world, and celebrate. Amen. Join hands if you will. Let's sing our closing.
God's people said,
Amen. Amen.